This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, if this team is playing in October, will we look back at that at-bat Friday and know that that was the moment that it all changed?
Mm-hmm.
That moment, not a better moment in a better city with a better baseball team than the walk-off to win it. I did, by the way, enjoy the Tampa Bay Rays call. I don't know if you have that or not, Chime.
That was sad.
It was very sad.
But
I mean,
it was.
But what would you expect?
Do shot in front.
You have it? Yeah, okay.
Red Sox win 5-4.
Wow.
I mean, matter of fact,
yeah.
Red Sox win 5-4. We'll see it. We'll see you again. We'll see you tomorrow.
I wonder, do you think like there are any fans out there? I know that's the professional approach, who want the exuberance that you get from Will Fleming when it's a walk-off home run by your team.
Who want
when
the
you're
anger
the other team, it's
as,
like, no! Just devastated.
I don't know.
Red Sox win 5-4.
But two great calls. I mean, we played Dave O'Brien earlier, and that was an excellent call.
Oh, he killed it!
That's the hardest job in media. Like, I don't care which sport you're doing. The play-by-play looks so hard to me. It looks the skill set that you have of just saying what you're seeing in a clever and emotionally resonating way.
I could never do it. What about coming up with a life hack for every lead that you get to do on this show, though?
The life hack for your movies?
I'm glad you brought that up. My life hack is this.
Jackson here with another life check.
From now on, when I go to the movies, I'm always going to wear the wireless headphones.
What?
You can get wireless headphones like this. They give you at the movie.
For the hearing impaired.
Yep. They give you, and there's a little volume switch on it. It's for the hearing impaired. And it's like you're in your own private movie. I don't have to worry about people talking. I don't have to worry about the stupid, corny laughs when Superman makes a joke. I'm in my own little world.
Really? See, that's how long it's been since I've been to an actual
movie. I didn't
even
know they
theater.
Had this for that people who are not hearing impaired could get.
Right. Yep. You'll give them. You just got to ask them.
Do you rent it?
No, you just ask them and they give them to you. And then after the show's over, you just hand them back. And they're just like these. They're
cans.
They look like Beats. And there's a little volume control on one side that'll, you know, turn the volume up and down. And then they have another control that'll say, like, okay, Superman's flying through the air. But you can just turn that off if you don't want that type of explanation.
And so then when Talina is talking to you through the whole movie, all you see, you don't hear anything.
I don't hear.
You see her mouth moving, but you could just nod yes.
I have to lift the thing off like, huh, what's that, babe? It's my own. You're in your own little world. It's like your own little private screening, and you don't. It's the best thing ever. Give it a shot. Just ask them. Say, hey, do you have some headphones? And they'll hand them to you. And
you would hate to be in a theater with me
because you talk the whole time.
I'm always leaning over to my husband and being like,
see?
"Oh, that's so annoying."
Being like, "Hey, you should watch this guy."
Oh, that's so. Do you go?
I do it very quietly.
There's nothing worse than and no offense, but it's mostly women.
It is.
Who are like, what did he say? Who's that?
I'll nudge him, and it'll always be the most obvious things. Like, if we're watching a scary movie, I'm like, watch this. He's like, yeah,
see,
no
now,
kidding.
If your husband gets the headphones, you'll know, like, I can't even go in to talk to him. So you'll leave him alone because you know it's not even worth talking to him because he's not going to hear.
I don't like people who talk really loud during the movie. And I don't like people who take their phone out, even if it's just the screen lighting up to check something.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, the screen part doesn't bother me. But get the headphones. You won't have to worry about hearing a soul.
Yeah.
Telling
all right.
You.
Hill Notes brought to you today by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you better call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hey, John. Sam here. Can we come up with some funds to keep Curtis in Hawaii for the rest of his life? Who's Curtis, Sam? Is that the guy on WEI who always knocks the Red Sox? You know we cut money when we got rid of Rafa, but maybe this time we can keep Curtis in Hawaii.
It'll be interesting when he gets back. He was very down on this team before he left. So, yeah. And he was very down on the Rafael Devers trade. Thought it was a huge mistake by Craig Breslow in this Red Sox.
But you know the twist will be if they don't do anything, he'll be like, I told you. It's just a matter of time before it all goes south because they didn't. His thing is they're not going to add anybody at
they're
the trade deadline.
They're going to do something. They're going to have to do something.
Oh, they got no choice.
They can't just stand there at the trade deadline. Absolutely not.
Unless they come out at an all-star break and they lose 9 in a row. And there's no way that – there's no logical explanation you could give us when the trade deadline comes and we go, well, wait a second. You guys are right there. Why didn't you do anything?
I think maybe you got rid of not one but maybe two guys who would think forward.
Mm.
Who else are you talking about?
Cassis.
Oh. Mm. Is he like around the team?
Yeah,
probably not.
I don't think so.
Well, he'd be here if he had my retractable bases.
That is true. Yes,
that is so true.
But I think getting rid of him may have been a plus for this team as well.
That could have definitely, because he was somebody in that clubhouse.
When it comes to the vibe.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Crikey, this is Steve Irwin. I'm not really dead yet. I've been on location searching for the elusive pterodactyl raptor. I'm in the Arabias right now with no luck. I'm off to Santa Fe, Mexico. Wish me luck.
Okay, good luck on that.
Dear God, I don't know what stinks more, that Dispatch song or Shine. Oh, wait, I know what it is. It's that Dispatch song. That band stinks.
Yeah. Was never a big fan. I was not. Shime, you appear to be a big fan.
I wouldn't say I'm a big fan, but I enjoy them. Yeah.
And Mego also.
Yeah, so, I definitely liked them a lot when I was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
My buddies and I loved The General in high school.
Yeah.
Song ripped.
I almost, because I went to the Sox game Saturday, so I couldn't do it, but I almost wanted to go down to Levitate to see Ripe, Shime, because you and I love Ripe.
That would have been cool.
But that was Saturday afternoon, so I picked Sox.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Garrett Crochet gem.
Oh, man.
I think you did all right.
Guy's unbelievable. Was it week before last when I dared to say that the guy could be a Cy Young winner and somebody was like, oh, Grant, another dumb sports take by Greg. He's right there right now.
Right.
Right there right now.
I think
now.
It's him, Paul Skeens, and
Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, Crochet has been even, because we even asked the conversation, has a Cy Young winner ever been on a losing team, because
yeah.
that's how it looked. And he's been lights out.
I mean, that game Saturday, like, you know, you're staring up watching. It's the, you know, fifth inning, and he's thrown 47 pitches, and 38 of them are strikes. I mean, it's just, he's unbelievable.
He makes it look easy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Going back to Mego talking about our Cumberland Club over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I got a Cumberland Club to tell you about. 10 cents off a gallon, $2 coffees.
They're my favorite. Well, I shouldn't say favorite, but they're top echelon of gas station food. Cumberland Cumbies? Farms. Yeah.
Mm.
You don't like that?
I mean, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven?
The 7-Eleven.
But is that actually considered a gas station?
Is it convenient
store? It is in my adopted home continent of Maine. Yes.
Yeah, and the one off Route 1 has going north has a gas station attached to it.
But aren't you a Maryland lady, so aren't you a Wawa girl?
We didn't really have Wawas the part I grew up in.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have those here. I mean,
no,
but they're like,
people love the Wawa.
Yeah, I think they're like massive in Maryland and down in that area.
Isn't
right?
it Devontae Smith who just eats like a Wawa sandwich every day?
Yes.
This is my impression of any Boston person calling into a sports radio station. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Listen, just listen to what you guys are talking about. This is ridiculous. No, the Reds are... No, Curtis, listen. Curtis, no, you get to talk all day. You get to talk all day. It's my time to talk.
It's going to be so interesting a week from today, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
What Curtis says upon his return about the Boston Red Sox.
They won't add at the deadline, so they're the same old Red Sox.
Wow. Should we have a sigh counter for the first day Curtis is back?
While Mego flexes Thursday and Friday, any way we could get Razor in, I could use another good Africa lead.
We haven't had Razor in a while. Maybe we can get Razor in on Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm.
Should be Maybe. Able to. What's Nesson got going on?
It's a good thing Curtis is not here for the Red Sox win streak, because Greg would be insufferable. And then, when they come out of the All-Star break against the Cubs, the Phillies, and the Dodgers, and fall flat on their face, Curtis is going to be insufferable.
I don't think so. There's a vibe there. There's something going on.
Yeah. It's the pitching. The pitching is for real. So unless you think that Giolito or Bayo are going to fall off and look like they were before these last 30 days... That where you think Crochet is going to fall off, then I think they're going to be fine.
I mean, the argument, a texter sent it earlier, is are you comfortable going into the playoffs with Brian Bayo, Baby Pedro, as Ken calls him, as your number two starter?
I would like someone else there.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Personally. But Shime doesn't feel that
way. I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I would be comfortable if you had Bayo and then another guy and then Giolito. So if you had Bayo, Giolito, and quality starting pitcher, you know, X, and whoever ended up 2, 3, and 4, I would be like, okay, you got three guys other, you know, that are not named Garrett Crochet that can give you six solid innings.
Man, wow. Wiggy's head is in the gutter today.
Wow.
My Lord.
Somebody's been in Maine.
Yes. Is it me? I have not rest. I have not lost a game since Curtis been gone.
No, not you. It's true.
Yeah. What was Ripped that? Off. What was that guy's? Where did his call come from?
We have a listener who has called the show a couple times from deep south. I forget exactly
Georgia.
Where.
Georgia.
It might be Georgia.
Is that him?
It might be. I don't know.
200 cities were also surveyed, and ratings falling off in July. Boston, number one.
Okay, well, that wasn't nice.
That seems mean.
What is that about? Is that about the show, or is that about...
Maybe about me?
About sport. I don't know if it's about... What ratings? What's he...
He didn't finish it.
Not very specific.
Was he talking ratings? Was he talking Red Sox? Was he talking...
No, Red Sox seem pretty high to me right now, Greg.
Yeah.
He didn't finish it. Like in Superman, the movie.
Yeah.
They didn't finish the second part.
Call back. Finish it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll leave it as a cliffhanger.
I don't know, but hammering the shime sounds like a euphemism for something else. Just saying.
It's kind of true.
This one is for the late, great Don Gillis. We had to trade Devers away because he was a turd. Now look at him go. 10 in a row. And now our kids are third. Sure, the Rockies suck. We've had some good luck. And our GM makes your ears bleed. But at All-Star break, for heaven's sake, just 3 games from the lead. Peace. Out.
Mm-hmm. Like, right in it.
Huh?
Second wild card spot now. But Yankees are within reach.
Well, no, it's Toronto now. You're 3 behind Toronto for the AL lead. In the division. So you are in an unbelievable position where you don't have to, like you said, we said maybe if you went 4-5 after the All-Star break against those 3 really good teams, that's a win and still going to be in the right position to where you are now actually in the hunt.
Win-wise, you're tied. Win-wise, you're tied. You're behind loss. You have a couple extra losses.
Two more losses than the Yankees.
Right. Correct. But you're in the hunt for the division now, legitimately.
A fair weather fan of the Red Sox, but I must admit, I am definitely back on the wagon. I bought 2 shirts and tickets for a game next month, and I hope I'm not disappointed. Have a great day, guys. Love the show.
I hope one of those shirts is in a Duran jersey. Duran t-shirt.
You know what the new Monster City Connects has done for me? It has made me hate the, and I know this is sacrilege to say, but it's made me hate the yellow City Connects even more. I can't stand those.
Well, they're I just don't like do, that they do nothing. Both of them.
Why didn't they do City?
Choose one or
do
the other.
Do the Monster City Connects all weekend long. Like, are you not allowed to do that or something? Is there limited games that you can wear them? Shime, do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's too many alternates, though. Like, I understand
the Red Sox
having
one. They're allowed more
one?
Than anybody else because of the Boston Strong ones, the yellow
those
ones.
Those ones are... nice, and I like the nostalgia, but just wear them on Marathon Monday.
I like the throwbacks. I like mixing it up. They should have the teams are allowed to wear whatever they want to wear. I like when they wear the throwback unis. You know, I feel like they haven't done that in a long time, like the old school throwbacks. Go back to just let the team wear what they want to wear.
Only Shime could come up with a top 10 list with 13 accents on it. I'm sorry, but when there's a tie for number 4, there is no number 5. It goes straight to 6.
Yeah, that is...
And how is Boston and Maine not all part of the same New England accent that no one has ever heard of before? And Louisiana and Cajun accents are the same thing.
I didn't make the list, sir. Yeah.
It is a weird list.
I simply presented the list within the news.
It was a kind of weird list.
It was.
There's no New England accent. That's fraudulent.
So I think they meant, as in New England, I think they meant like the Rhode Island accent is my guess.
Well, that's the Rhode Island accent. Yeah. Rhode Island is distinctly different than the Boston accent.
I would agree.
And I don't. There's really not a Maine accent, I don't think.
What about the
I don't know.
I mean, maybe
about
a
that.
Little bit, but no.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Those are Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.